You have found the Drop Podcast, recorded live at the spacious STL All Sports Radio Studios. The Drop is an unbiased, in-depth hockey podcast dedicated to the St. Louis Blues and all the hot topics within the NHL. So tell the ref you don't mind the game misconduct penalty. You were headed to the locker room anyway to listen to The Drop. Here's your host, Lance Descott.
Welcome again, everyone, to The Drop Podcast radio show, a podcast that's dedicated to the St. Louis Blues and all the hot topics within the NHL. Today I'm going to have my annual show where I go over what I think the Blues are going to do this year in the Central Division and how they're going to end up in the Western Conference. The Western Conference, in my mind, of course, is a lot tougher than the Eastern Conference, even though Pittsburgh won. Pittsburgh played a stellar Stanley Cup, and that's how they were able to beat San Jose. Getting back to the Western Conference and the Blues, you know, the Blues, in my mind, are a team that could be very good, or if they don't get certain things and certain keys, they could be really bad, and it could be a very disappointing season and a step back for the organization and the fans. Let's go over some of those keys before I tell you what I think the Blues are going to do and the rest of the Central Division. And then I'll go a little bit into the whole Western Conference as a whole. Won't spend a lot of time on it. As I said earlier, you know, the Blues lost several key players. They're not going to be as physical as they were last year. And it's part of that physicality that got them past Chicago and got them past Dallas. Chicago, after a couple of games, I don't think knew what hit them. The Blues were very physical with them, a lot of hitting, and it really beat up those smaller players that Chicago had. Chicago has some size, but they didn't have enough size to beat the Blues. The Dallas series, I think, could have gone either way. I think both teams played well enough to win the series. The difference was goaltending. If Dallas would have had the goaltending the Blues had, it would have been a totally different series. But with their two aging goaltenders, it wasn't. So the Blues this year, after losing those players that got them to the third round, which they've lost all three in Elliott, Brower, and Backes, and they've really only gained one key acquisition and signing in my mind in the offseason, and that was David Perron, the ex-St. Louis Blue, who has played for Edmonton, is who the Blues traded him to, and then went to the Ducks, went to the Penguins and then the Ducks. He is going to have to be key in this, and I've talked to a lot of other people around town in St. Louis, and they all tell me I'm nuts when I say that one of the Blues' keys to success is that Perron scores 20 goals. They tell me that there's no way in Hades that Perron is going to score 20 goals. Well, I think he has to. I think he has to be close to 20, somewhere between 18 and 22 for this team to be successful. Everybody's telling me, oh, well, he'll probably get about 12 to 13, 14 goals. Well, why did you sign him then? He's supposed to be an offensive replacement for Backes, and 12 to 13 goals is not an offensive replacement for David Backes. So that's one key. David Perron, in my mind, for the Blues to do very well and to make that transition from a big team to a supposed smaller, faster team, and that team that's going to be able to get in the neutral zone and cause some opportunities in their own end and stop some opportunities coming and hurting them. So the Blues have the key of David Perron, so he's got to be good. We all know Jaden Schwartz has been hurt. Jaden Schwartz is going to be out supposedly for another 2 weeks or so, I think, a week and a half, and they're hoping for sooner. With this type of injury he has, it could be sooner, it could be a little longer. It just depends on how quickly he heals. Jaden Schwartz last year was a very good player for the Blues and surprised some people at how good he played along with Fabbri. Schwartz, in my mind, has to score 25 to 30 goals to be, for the Blues to be successful. He just has to do that. He must do that. Otherwise, the Blues are not going to be able to score enough goals to support Jake Allen, no matter what Jake Allen does. I've also had discussions with other members of the media, and they're all telling me that, Jaden Schwartz can't score 20 to 25 goals a year. You know, you may see him as a 15 to 18 goal guy. Well, you know, last year in the regular season, he played 33 games, had 8 goals and 14 assists, 22 total points. So let's say he plays in, you know, he's going to miss some games here. Let's say he plays in 70 games this year. Let's just say that. If he plays like he did last year and doesn't improve, that'll give the Blues about, I would say, 20 goals and about 30 assists. They need him to be somewhere around that 50 to 60 point mark. And everybody keeps telling me, oh, he can't be. You're going to see about 15 to 18 goals from Jaden Schwartz. Well, another question, as I said with David Perron, why do you sign Jaden Schwartz to this long contract and pay him, you know, $5.5 million or more per season for a guy that's going to give you 15 to 18 goals? Why do you do that? I don't know. In my mind, you do it because you're expecting more out of him. I'm expecting more out of him. I'm expecting this guy to score over 20 goals. If he doesn't, the Blues are in trouble, just like if David Perron doesn't exceed his normal output, you know, the Blues are going to be in trouble. So those are two keys there. Another key in my mind, of course, is Fabbri. Fabbri came up, impressed us. I mean, just a great, great player. Was great in the playoffs. Tied for the lead in points with Vladimir Tarasenko in the playoffs. You know, we're expecting a lot out of him. High energy guy. Doesn't give up. Had 15 points in the playoffs. Like I said, was tied with Tarasenko. Played 72 games last year. 18 goals, 19 assists for 37 points. I think the Blues need him to be a little bit better than that. I think if they could get 22, 23 goals out of him and 25 assists, they'd be very happy. I'd be very happy with that, considering his age, his experience, his contract, so on and so forth. Those are the keys to me. We all know that Pietrangelo is going to be good on defense. We all know that the Blues have some young players coming up on defense, such as Edmondson and Parayko, who are good players, and we expect them to grow. We all know what a liability that Jay Bouwmeester is, Mr. Slowpoke himself. The Blues are still considering him number two defenseman on their team. I don't see it. He just continues to get slower. Maybe something was wrong with him last year. I don't know. So those are three keys there. Another key is Jake Allen. Jake Allen last year was very good in goal when he was in goal. You know, every now and again, I think he has a tendency to let in some very soft goals. And from watching him, I personally don't think he's as fast from goalpost to goalpost, side to side, as Brian Elliott. I think glove side he's a little bit better. You know, if you notice the Sharks and Dallas and Chicago all tried to get goals and did on Elliott on his glove side high. And that was one of his weaknesses. Jake Allen last year for us played 47 games, was 26-15 with a 2.35 goals against with a 9.20 save percentage. I think for the Blues to be successful, he needs to play in around 66 to 69 games. He needs to have a goals against of about 2.10 or 2.15. And his save percentage needs to be just a little bit better. I think he needs to be more Elliott-like at about 0.928 is where he needs to be. Folks, those are a lot of things that have to come together for the Blues to be successful. if they can bring all this together and these guys can exceed past performances, such as Jaden Schwartz, David Perron, and we can see an improvement in Fabbri. He doesn't need to improve much, just a few more goals. Hey, a few more goals can, that can be a huge difference. Player scores 6 more goals in a year, gets 8 more assists. That's 14 more points. You've probably won 4 or 5 more games. So that can be huge. Scoring is going to be a premium for the Blues this year. I don't think they're going to score a lot of goals, even though they're talking about this great new fast-paced team that's going to be predicated on scoring with a strong goaltending. I'm very concerned because the way the NHL is going, and I've stated it before if you've listened to my other shows, teams aren't getting faster. They're getting bigger. I mean, they're getting really, really big. The Blues are going to go smaller. Coach Mike, the new assistant coach, going to be the Blues' new head coach next year. Supposed to be bringing in this new offensive system that's supposed to give the Blues more offensive chances. I hope he can, because we all know that Hitchcock is a defensive first coach. And, you know, I don't know how those two guys are going to meld. I heard an interview with Coach Mike today, and he said that, Hitchcock sits down with him a lot, bounces ideas off of him. He listens to Coach Mike, and, you know, that's great. I think that's going to be great. I think that's going to be a key on how these guys communicate together moving forward this season. So with that being said, those are my keys to the Blues season. And before I get into the prediction of where they're going to end up, I want everybody to know this is based on their off-season moves, their lack of off-season moves, the loss of Elliott, Brower, and Backes, Coach Hitchcock leaving, Coach Mike coming in, you know, and the other teams in their conference and the moves that they've made. So, you know, don't panic when you hear what I think is going to happen with the Blues. This is, in my mind, if not everything goes right, but they're better than I think they're going to be. Because, folks, this could be a really bad season if they don't score goals. I'm talking bad enough to be out of the playoffs. I know that's going to disappoint some people, but I think they're moving in the right direction. I don't want anybody to think I'm just being negative against the Blues. I think the youth movement is going to pay off in the long run. I just think it's going to take some time unless everything comes together at once, which is possible. So before I make my predictions, take that in mind. Could change. If the Blues do things a little bit better than I think they're going to do, you know, and everything comes together, Allen has that 2.10, 2.15 goals against. He has a 0.925 to 0.930 save percentage. We get a few more goals than what we expect out of Fabbri. Jaden Schwartz improves and gets a few more goals than what we expect. Perron gets around the 20-goal mark, which, again, everybody's telling me I'm nuts, which I don't know why you signed him if he can't get 20 goals. But those things have to happen for the Blues to fall into this place where I think they're going to be. If they do better than that, you know, I could be wrong. But, folks, I think there's going to be more downside to this team this year than upside. I hope I'm wrong, but I think they're going to finish where I think they're going to. So let's go ahead and get into the Central Division. In the Central Division, of course, we have the Stars, the Blues, the Blackhawks, Nashville, Minnesota, Colorado, and Winnipeg. Those are the teams that the Blues will compete against in the division. I see the division coming out this way. I see the Blackhawks and the Stars fighting for that number 1 and 2 position in the Central Division. I think those two teams are the cream of the crop in the Central Division. I think Chicago, if they play their game and they're on, is just as good as anybody in the league. You know, the top three teams in the league. I know that they lost some players, you know, and they've made some changes, but Quenneville will make sure that they are up to the task, and their goaltending is pretty solid. So, you know what I think about Dallas and Chicago, first or second, swap either one of those teams, you know, because I think they're very comparable. I think a key to Dallas this year, as I said earlier, is going to be their goaltending with, you know, them having to get better than they were last year in the playoffs to go further in the playoffs. Their defense is bigger, which is a scary thought because their whole team's big. So with their defense getting bigger, I think, you know, they're going to really compete with Chicago for that one or two spot. And that's why I'm not picking a clear-cut winner here in the Central. It's going to be to the end of the year, I think, before you're going to find out whether it's going to be Dallas or Chicago. You know, the hot pick is going to be the Predators. I see a lot of people picking them first and second in the Central. I don't see it. You know, everybody's talking about this P.K. Subban addition and getting rid of Shea Weber. Yeah, it's a little bit different. And, you know, P.K. is more of an offensive type player. Still has that edge that Weber had. Younger, of course, like I said. But they've got goaltending. And I know they look strong in the playoffs up to a certain point. But I don't see them as a one or two team. I do see them as the number three team in the Central Division based on their goaltending, based on the fact that, you know, I think PK is a little better offensive guy than Weber. And, you know, they stood pat for the most part. They did lose Carter Hutton to the Blues. So Pekka Rinne is going to have to play a lot of games this year. And I think that's going to put them back in about third spot with the Central Conference, with Dallas and Chicago fighting out for one and two. I'm picking the Blues at number four in the Central Division. I think there's just too many variables here. I think losing all the players they did and not bringing in a lot more of offensive punch than they have is going to put them down in the fourth spot in the Central Division. You know, this is a team that could fall from that fourth spot. If all those key factors do not come together, they could fall far enough out to where they're six in the Central Division and out of the playoffs. Hate to say it, but folks, stop. Don't think with your heart. Think with your mind and look at what these teams have done, what they haven't done, what the Blues have done, and what they haven't done. I think fourth is about as good as the Blues can hope to get, unless they just tear it apart and everybody has more than career years and Jake Allen's got a 1.9 goals against, a save percentage of 0.935, maybe a different story, but I see them as number four in the Central. Let's go to the number five team, and I think that's actually going to be the Minnesota Wild. I think, you know, they've got a new coach. They're going to make some changes. Chris Stewart is there. I don't think that's that great. They're all excited about it for some reason. We've seen Chris Stewart here in St. Louis, and he's an okay guy. Look what he did in Buffalo, and, you know, after they got rid of him after that. He's okay. He might get you 15 goals. You know, I'm not too excited about that for them. Eric Staal, however, you know, I think he's going to make their center position great. And they're definitely going to be better than they were last year. I definitely think they are. The last two teams, a lot of people are thinking that, you know, because Patrick Laine is back with Winnipeg, that it's going to be this huge thing for them, and it's going to give them a huge boost, and they're just going to, you know, be a little bit better than they were last year. I really don't see that. You know, I just don't. I think that, in all honesty, I think what's going to happen this year is that you're going to see, you're going to see the Avalanche actually finish better than the Jets. I know that sounds terrible to think, considering what Patrick Waugh did to the Avalanche and his coaching style, and just, you know, terrible coach. Terrible, terrible coach. Should have never been named coach. Doesn't deserve to be a head coach in my mind. His game planning, his in-game decisions are just, you know, bonkers. So I think they'll be a little bit better than the Jets. Colorado's one of those teams, just like the Blues, that they've got some talent on the offensive side. The Blues' defense is a little bit better, a lot better actually than Colorado's, but the Colorado's defense is bad. They've got some tools in the offensive side, and this team could be a team that surprises a few people and finishes better than sixth in the Western Conference. You know, I just think they're going to be a little bit better than Winnipeg. Winnipeg's got some offense. This is going to be a tough decision, a tough division to call. You know, I could be totally off. I mean, there's some of these teams in here, and this is why it's so tough to do this before the season. You can't look at the preseason and go, oh, the preseason told me this. Preseason doesn't tell you crap. It doesn't tell you anything. You know, it may give you a little bit of an insight on some younger players that may make the teams, you know, your favorite team, or ones that may be coming up in a year or two. It may give you a little bit of insight into them. But other than that, the preseason does nothing for me when it comes to predicting this. I look at the moves teams have made, whether they're stronger, whether they're weaker in certain points, you know, goaltending, coaching changes, style of play changes, and that's how I make my prediction. So I'm picking the Blues fourth in the Central. It's going to make a lot of people upset. I know there's a lot of people in St. Louis that are thinking that, oh, you know, well, naturally, we made it to the third round. This year's the Stanley Cup. Hey, that would be awesome. If the Blues surprise me and everything comes together and this team just gels and these young guys do even better than I think they need to, and Jake Allen just, you know, stands on his head in gold, this team could compete for the number two or three spot in the Central. But I think they're pretty solid there at number four. Whether they make the playoffs, I think it's going to take till the end of the year to find that out. I think it's going to be one of those last week or two things. You know, they could get in. You know, they might not, but I'm picking them as a sixth or seventh seed to get in, and you know, that's just the way I see it. We'll kind of look at things after halfway through the season and see where we're all at and see if I was right, see how wrong I was. Because, folks, we all seen what happened last year in the NHL. I mean, some teams were, you know, some people predicted the Blues to do well, but they never thought they'd get past Chicago. You know, the national media, you know, MSNBC, just, you know, the way they announced the games, nobody thought the Blues were going to get past Chicago. Nobody thought the Blues were going to get past Dallas. And for some reason, nobody thought the Blues were going to get past San Jose, which they didn't. But, you know, this NHL, to me, is more up and down than the NFL. And, you know, you can be right on sometimes. And other times, you can just be way off because a player or two will have a career year. Or this team just gels at one time and everybody is on the right system. They're right in that perfect timing of their best years of their careers. But that's the way I see it. The top four going Chicago or Dallas, number one or two. You pick them, because I think they're going to be that close. I think number three is going to be Nashville. And I think number four is going to be the Blues. I think number five is going to be the Wild. Six is going to be the Avalanche. And seven is going to be Winnipeg. I think those last three teams, there's not going to be a lot of points separating those teams. But that's how I see it. Don't forget to watch the last preseason game. And like I said, I know you can't tell a lot about a team in preseason, but I think the last game of the season is pretty fun to watch, or the last game of the preseason. And then the Blues will start on the road Wednesday night against Chicago, the 12th, and then Thursday night at home against the Minnesota Wild. I think that'll be interesting since Coach Mike, you know, was the coach there in Minnesota for a while. Let's hope the Blues can start strong. I think they need to. I think we're going to be able to tell what this team is going to be in probably 15 games. I think we will definitely be able to tell what this team's going to be, how they're going to finish, so on and so forth. I don't think this is going to be a team that's going to keep you guessing. However, I think this could be a team that wins three or four in a row, loses two, wins two, loses three. It's just an uncertain thing. So that's how I see it for the Central Division and the St. Louis Blues. Thanks again for joining me.
This has been the Drop Podcast. You can email the Drop at theofficialdrop@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter at @OfficialTheDrop or watch our videos on YouTube at tinyurl.com/TheDropPodcast. Don't forget to subscribe or download this episode and past episode on iTunes, Stitcher.com, and ShoutEngine.com.